We're the three best friends that anybody could have. We're the three best friends that anyone could have. We're the three best friends that anyone could have. And we'll never, ever, 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 ever leave each other.
The Trip Life Radio Triple Threat. Ken Laird, Guy Junker, and now Tim Benz, right here on Trip Life Radio.
Our College Hoops talk continues here on Trib Live Radio. Ken Laird, Guy Junker.
Look how fair and balanced we're being here. Pitt, Penn State.
Yeah, we just had Brandon Knight from Pitt on, and Penn State and head coach Pat Chambers kind enough to join us, and Penn State coming into town to play Duquesne at Consol Energy Center coming up this weekend. Pat, how are you doing? Thanks for coming on.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
We always love seeing you in town. Are you looking forward to the trip?
Well, after watching film of Duquesne, not really. But I always enjoy going to Pittsburgh.
You guys are off to a 2-0 start, wins over VMI and DePaul. What has been the signature success for your team so far out of the gates? You happy with them?
You know what? We are exactly where we're supposed to be in November, if that makes sense to you guys. And VMI, they played a little bit smaller, a little bit quicker, a little bit faster. So I was proud of the way we defended. We only gave up 50 points in that game. Got to do a better job on the glass, though. Against DePaul, I knew it was going to be a battle. Again, veteran group coming in, looking to make their mark. And we made shots. We defended, but we also made shots. We held them to 62. So very good for this time of year because there's been so many high scores. So we're defending, we're rebounding, we're doing the little things. We can always get better, and that's going to be the challenge. We have to continue to mix it up. You know, we made 10 threes. I'd like to see us get to the line, you know, 25-plus times a game, but we're just not there yet.
I'm reading a story here, Pat, about, well, it's from Veterans Day, calling it perhaps the best day of your career as a Nittany Lions coach, where you said it's a great day to be a Nittany Lion four times over because of recruiting. How happy are you with the way things have gone lately?
You know what? Thanks for bringing it up. It's been such a long process, right? I'm in my fifth year, and we've heard a lot of no's. And we're trying to do things the right way, and we finally heard some yeses. You know, and it takes a long time to do that, and it takes a long time to build that. And we have some momentum. We have some momentum from last year. We built on that momentum. We signed one of the greatest classes ever. I think we're 11th on ESPN right now, which is tremendous for us. I'm excited about these four guys coming in the direction of this program. I think we're going to see something really consistent and something that's built to last, and that's been the goal.
Pat, your Philly connection's paying off here, it looks like. I know you can't talk specifically about some of these guys, but has it taken longer than you thought it would when you took the job? And I did the Penn State basketball show for years. I've always wondered why at a university that has so much sports success that seems to be, you know, it seems to be a difficult place to recruit to. You got this great class coming in now, but did it take longer than you thought it would be?
You know, as you guys know, over the last 4.5 years, there's been quite a few obstacles, I'll just say. And, you know, I thought, you know, I'm confident in what we're doing. I'm confident in the model that we have. It's been successful. I love my staff. It just took a little bit longer than I anticipated. And you're playing in the Big Ten. I think I forgot, like, how good the Big Ten is until you get in it. And you're there every single night in January and February and a little bit of March. It's growing. It's a gauntlet. So I think all those added up. It took us a little bit longer, but you go back to your relationships that you built since you grew up there. You played at Philly U. You spent your time coaching in high school. You spent time at Villanova and found success. So all those little stops along the way finally have paid off for our program, and that's why we have. And I can mention that they all signed Lamar and Tony and Nas and Joe Hampton, who's at Oak Hill, but he's out with an ACL. But it's good that we're hitting the populated areas for a lot of great teams and players.
And Pat, just to follow up on that, I mean, this is a good time for you guys to pounce in the sense that, you know, I haven't heard quite as much as I feel like I did about the popularity of some of the other Philly schools in the Big Five, like, you know, in the mid-90s, early 2000s, as opposed to now. I mean, it feels like this is a time for you guys to make your presence known there. And plus, I would imagine with the death of the Big East, the old Big East, the way it was, it's got to hurt Villanova's cachet a little bit. I mean, this seems to be a very opportunistic time for you guys to take advantage. Am I right on that?
You know, and I don't disagree. What I would say is we're a viable option now. Villanova has got incredible tradition, and I hung my hat there for 5 years. We had a ton of success, and they're always going to recruit nationally, and they're always going to, be in the hunt for the best players in the country. But I think now kids are starting to look at us like, it's a viable option. They have a good program. They're on the rise. They're trending. They're doing some great things. Look, the last couple classes that have come through our doors in 15 and now 16. So once it was like, what are you thinking about? Or we wouldn't even visit there. Now kids are visiting. Kids want to come up. But we don't hear as many no's as far as visits. We still heard no's, trust me, in the last 6 months. Mm-hmm. We missed out on a few kids that we really wanted. But that's the way it goes sometimes. But I definitely think we've opened some eyes in that Northeast corridor and in Philly now.
Where does DJ Newbill rank in the kids that you've coached, Pat, and how do you replace him?
He's got to be up there in the top five on just quality of kid, character of kid, integrity of kid. And then he went out and did everything he possibly could on the basketball court. He graduated. He excelled in the classroom where once, that wasn't that important to him, coming out of Strawberry Mansion, and he completely flipped the script and bought into everything that we were trying to do for him to develop him into becoming a man. And then he writes an incredible letter. I don't even know if you guys have ever seen that or heard about it. He wrote a letter to Penn State president, AD, and our staff, myself and staff, and just thanked us for his time here. And you don't really see college kids do that, right? You see, like, when great pros leave a town they've been in for plus 10 years, they write those, little letters in the newspaper or whatever. Well, he did that here, and it just shows you what type of kid he is. And it's got to be committee. The way we pick up for DJ's productivity is by committee, and I think we've seen that through the first two games. And this game is going to present a major challenge for us. It's on the road. It's our first road test. We'll see how we react, our guys react, because we are a little bit inexperienced. Certain guys have to step up that really weren't counted on to step up. And so far they're doing a good job, but we're going on the road. That's a different story.
Penn State head coach Pat Chambers joining us, Hoops coach, here on Trib Live Radio, just another couple minutes. You have some young guys in the lineup quickly, Pat, with the infusion of talent next year and then this year too, right? Josh Reeves is playing a lot for you and Shep Garner in your backcourt.
They're doing a great job playing off of each other, getting to know each other a little bit. Obviously, Shep's started every game last year, so that puts him a little bit ahead. He's more of a wily veteran than I would say he's a sophomore. And Josh was here first summer session. He literally graduated from OKO on a Saturday. He was at Penn State on a Sunday. Anytime you get a kid like that who's so dialed in and wants to be great, that gives us, our backcourt, a chance for success. And so far, those two guys have played really good basketball.
We were talking to Brandon about the rules changes in the game. Which of the tweaks that they've made have affected you guys the most so far? Have you seen the physical play and the touch fouls?
Some of the touch fouls are a little absurd and ridiculous, but they got to call them. I think hustling us out of timeouts is completely obnoxious. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, literally, it's a fire drill because they want to be out on the court, and when TV comes back, they want to be ready to roll. Hmm. Meanwhile, we're sitting there waiting for 20 seconds for TV to come back. That one, like the 30-second, I don't think has really changed. I mean, I thought it might change much, but just depends on the team and how they're going to play. I think people are starting to settle in. They'll really start to settle in come December. But the rushing us and the really simple ticky-tack fouls, they're going to prolong the game. Some games have been really, really ugly. Fortunately, I haven't been involved in one of those yet.
Well, let's hope it's clean and entertaining Friday night at Consol, and good luck to you guys, and we really appreciate the time here to preview the season a bit with us.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, Patrick Chambers, the head coach of Penn State Hoops, coming in Friday night against the Dukes at Consol. 6 years in a row, I think they've played those two teams, Penn State and Duquesne.
It's the number two recruiting class in the Big Ten.
That's pretty legit.
You said number 11. Yeah, I mean, I've seen, yeah.
I mean, Garner is a sophomore, but he's from Philly. He was a Roman Catholic guy. As you said, Reeves is a Virginia guy.
That was always one of the big things. They could not recruit Philadelphia, and it's part of the reason that he got the job. And early on, he wasn't getting it either. I mean, there were years, especially when Renee Portland was the women's coach, that the women outdrew the men. I remember when Bryce Jordan first opened, I remember going up there. I just wanted to see the building. On a Saturday night, they played Michigan State, who ranked in the top 20 at the time, and they had like 15,000 people, whatever that place. It was pretty cool. The building was packed, but now the upper, The upper deck's not even open, the second tier.
Yeah, Tony Carr was the guy that Pitt was looking at, the point guard. But, yeah, according to, let's see here, I mean, I've seen anywhere from 10, guy who said 6. This article I'm looking at says 14. Pat said number 11 in the country, let alone second in the Big Ten. So.
I mean, top 15, period. The other interesting thing, and I know that, like, when the Blue Jackets came to Columbus, they wondered if that would affect winter sports attendance. And to that point, it had really only been a college town. Penn State hockey has become so popular and sometimes is playing at the same time as basketball. I mean, they may schedule them at different times of the day, but would you really go and watch a hockey and a basketball game in the same day? I wonder if that would hurt their attendance, because those games are completely sold out right across the street all the time.
But I think it's a good point you make about the Big East, though, and the timing,
right.
Tim, to
pounce. No, it's a good time for them to pounce, because, you know, I think Maryland's a little down, and them going to the Big Ten is a weird dynamic. Villanova not being in the Big East anymore is a weird dynamic. You don't hear anything about St. Joe's, LaSalle, Temple. I mean, these schools that always used to do great with Philly kids.
St. Joe's College from Indiana.
The Pumas.
Yeah, Syracuse, for a while, I mean, they got to a Final Four with Philly kids.
Yeah.
They got to a Final Four with Philly kids, more or less.
Well, here's what I think. If this is the time to pounce, if this is the time to pounce, they've got to have some success with these kids, because if they do, they'll still get more kids to come from Philly. If this class comes in and flops, they'll be right back to where Penn State basketball has been for a long time.
They need it to be the Brandon Knight, Julius Page class, the kind of seed class.
Every strong school starts somewhere. Mm-hmm.